The current rule, known as the basic rule, when determining the place of supply of services, is that the services are supplied where the supplier belongs. Belonging means, in the case of a sole trader or partnership, where the person or persons reside, or in the case of a company, where the company is established. The place of business establishment is also important and can determine where the place of supply of services is made. There is a problem with the basic rule, and it can be confusing, as there are so many exceptions to the basic rule that the basic rule has become the fallback rule. The major exceptions to the basic rule are services relating to land, performance type services, and services known as Schedule 5 services. As far as services relating to land are concerned, the place of supply is where the land is. It is irrelevant where the supplier is and where the customer is. Therefore, you could have a house being designed in France by a UK architect for a Spanish individual. Although the supplier belongs in the UK and the customer belongs in Spain, the land is in France, and it is French TVA which must be charged on that particular transaction. Performance type services such as entertainment, educational events, seminars and exhibitions are supplied where the performance actually takes place. The supplier and the recipient could be in two different member states, but the place of supply could be a third member state where the performance or exhibition is held. Lastly, there are Schedule 5 services. These are so called because they are listed in Schedule 5 of the VAT Act. The type of services involved are consultancy services, computer services, legal services, accountancy and supply of staff, and electronic services. The place of supply of these Schedule 5 services is where the customer belongs. Changes will be made to the place of supply rules from the 1st of January 2010. And there will also be a new requirement for suppliers to provide information on intra-EU services, where the reverse charge applies. Following the changes which will be introduced on the 1st of January 2010, the main place of supply rule for business-to-business transactions will be where the customer has established his or her business. There will obviously be no changes for UK suppliers where the customers belong in the UK. There will also be a new requirement to submit quarterly sales lists for services supplied to businesses liable to the reverse charge in their own member state.